this week, this parsha, the Shabbos, marks the completion of Sefer Bamidbar. As is the case in each of the Chamishi Chumshei Torah, there are four empty lines found in the Sefer Torah between the conclusion of Sefer Bamidbar and the beginning of Sefer Dvar. If you open up a Sefer Torah, you'll see four empty lines separating between Bamidbar and Dvar. You find this between Bereishis and Shmos, and between Shmos and Vayikra, and between Vayikra and Bamidbar as well. The very first host was an old Maseches Gittin, makes a very peculiar connection to these spaces found in the Torah to that of a get. We have a tradition that a get must be 12 lines long. And Tosfos explains that this parallel to the 12 lines between the Svarim of the Chumash connect to the 12 lines of the get. In other words, there are four empty lines between each Chumash. And not including the separation between Bamidbar and Dvarim, Tosfos explains, because Sefer Dvarim is not considered an independent Chumash, but it's a recap of the previous four books of the Torah. So doing a little math, we have four lines between Bereishis and Shmos, plus four lines between Shmos and Vayikra, plus four lines between Vayikra and Bamidbar. That gives us a total of 12 lines. Says Tosfos that these 12 lines serve as the basis for the 12 lines that appear in the get. But what does one have to do with the other? What is the correlation between a get and a Sefer Torah? It even appears off-colored to use the Sefer Torah and its spacing as a model for the get. The Gur points out there's no place in the Torah where there's a Gimel and Tes next to each other, because we don't want to even speak of a get. The Sefer Torah is meant to build, cultivate relationships, while get is the means by which one severs and ends a relationship. So Chazal teach us that the spaces found in the Torah are intended to allow time to think, process, and absorb Hashem's Torah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, we're taught, needed time to utilize these breaks to fully comprehend the profound words of the Torah. The same is true of relationships. Before speaking, one must be slow, deliberate, and choose words carefully. The space represents patience, poise, and self-control. In essence, the Torah represents our relationship with Hashem. And this serves as a model for our relationship with other people, with a spouse. Often, in order to salvage a marriage, one needs to apply incredible amounts of patience, incredible amounts of time, and incredible calmness. The filling of the 12 lines of the get with the ink perhaps symbolizes the lack of patience, the lack of space, the lack of calmness and poise necessary. We want to leave the get empty. We don't want to have a get full. We want there to be spaces. The Chavetz Chaim points out that Parshas Balak does not have any spaces whatsoever. There are no parshas broken up within Balak. It's just one long run-on sentence, if you will. Balak, along with Bilam, symbolized the complete opposite of the Torah values. Impatience, intolerance, unwillingness. When there's space, there's time to process, to comprehend, and there's patience. That's what the Sefer Torah represents, and the spaces in between each of the Chamishi Chumshi Torah. The 3 weeks is a period of separation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the Chasan and Kala, the husband and the wife. It's a period of distance and space. It provides us with an opportunity to think, to prepare, and to formulate ways to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah. These are somber days. These are Yemei HaDin, times where it's so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The magnitude of Golus is even greater during these times. Perhaps we can suggest a different interpretation of the Mishnah in Avos, which says, have a misunim badin, which is understood to mean be patient when it comes to judgment. Alternatively, it can be understood to mean be patient during the days of din. Have a misunim badin, be misunim b'yom hadin, be yimei hadin, during the days of 3 weeks, during the Ben Mitzar, and be patient. The 3 weeks span a period of 22 full days. From Shavuos or Tammuz until Tishrei B'Av are 22 days. Plus there is a half a day, the 10th of Av, we practice certain levels of Avelis until noon of the 10th in Av. Because that's when the Beis HaMikdash continued to burn. On the 10th day of Av. The total hours of the 3 weeks is 540. Right, the 24 hours in a day, times 22, because they're 22 days. And then the last day, the 10th day, is 12 hours. All that, 24 times 22, plus 12, equals 540. This is the same exact gematria as misunin. We must be misunin badin. The 3 weeks of separation is not necessarily a punishment, not necessarily a gullus, but they're moments of space, distance, like the spaces in the Torah. We want to leave them empty. With the proper patience, with the proper time, and with the proper self-control, we are now ready for the uncomfortable conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sefer Devarim, the Book of Words. After an argument with the spouse, that initial break to make up, to acknowledge each other, that's uncomfortable. Sefer Devarim is still within the 3 weeks, because that awkward conversation that follows the days of separation. But communication through words, through speech, and through coherent expression is the way we reconnect with Ribbono Shel Olam. The way we restore our relationship and the way we continue our ascent to greatness. Don't view these days as separation and distance. View them as moments, as weeks, as days, as hours, 540 hours. Of Mesunim Badin, of patience, comprehension, so that we could rebuild that relationship. We should take these weeks, these days, and these moments to think how to reconfigure our mind and our soul and merit reuniting to the One Above, and let this be the last year that we mourn the Beis HaMikdash. Have a wonderful Shabbos.